Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this June 16th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. The No Kings rally turned out to be a huge success on Saturday with over 70 rallies happening in Michigan, and that was part of some 2,000 rallies across the country. Thousands showed up in Lansing, Ann Arbor, Detroit, and Traverse City. In fact, Traverse Indivisible reported some 7,000 people showed up in Traverse City. It was a way for people to band together and peacefully illustrate their opposition to the authoritarianism that we're experiencing here under the Trump regime. And it was a peaceful protest in Michigan, even though, as John King reported in Michigan Advance, some counter-protesters walked through the crowd and tried to start some fights at Clark Park in Detroit. But after Detroit police de-escalated the situation, no arrests were made, even though the MAGA counter-protesters continued to walk through the crowd. John King also reported that during a rally in Howell, one driver revved up his pickup truck in front of protesters, but an officer showed up and told the driver to move on. Now, I shared those last few details because these rallies all happened while in the backdrop, there was a politically motivated murder of a former Democratic House Speaker in Minnesota, Melissa Hortman, and her husband. Now, that man who has been apprehended also shot a Minnesota state senator and his wife, but they're recovering. Even more, though, authorities say he also visited other Democratic officials during his rampage and even had a list of some 70 other names, including officials from Michigan, though we don't know who they were. And I will have more to say on that incident later on in this week's episode featuring Michigan Democratic State Representative Kerry Reingans. But I thought that was such a stark illustration of what we are up against here in this country. You see, there's one party that celebrates violence or the threat of violence, and one party that also celebrates the cruelty towards others. Think about what those rallies across the country represented as people, young and old or middle-aged, took the time to organize, connect, and communicate that they are all against what this regime is doing. They were out there with signs, American flags, and they were out there with their hearts displaying their love for their country. You get that? A love for their country. They despise seeing their country being torn apart by Elon Musk, who inflicted so much damage on the country and the world that we don't even know the extent yet. They despise watching MAGA Republicans quickly pass their MAGA murder budget, which is defunding the healthcare of millions and hundreds of thousands of Michigan. They despise watching one party strip the working class of its dignity and service to country by decimating our healthcare and handing off all the money to the elite class and also handing off more money to the elite corporate class. They despise watching this regime and its media allies attack marginalized Americans on a daily basis, and they also despise watching the erasing of American history of those who are not white Christian nationalists. They despise watching people terrorized by unaccountable government agents who then send those people to gulags and other authoritarian regimes. They despise having to live in a daily deluge of anxiety as they watch the working class get decimated time and time again. They despise feeling unsafe just because they may think or look a little different, and they despise feeling like they're not in America anymore. So they took to the streets so that those in power understand that message. And they took to the streets not to just signal that to Republicans, but that also includes Democrats, those Democrats who are standing by, aiding and abetting while this level of fascism is taking over the country. Millions took to the streets for a love of their country, and more than that, because they wanted to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. Which leads me to this question. Other than owning the libs and serving their corporate masters, what do MAGA Republicans stand for? You want the sad truth, the real truth? They wouldn't know either. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.